Welcome to Align by Design. I'm Amy Elizabeth, a 5'1 splenic projector, a mother, and a partner. I'm a former teacher who has now created worldwide impact with a global brand and making multi-millions while going through massive life changes and basking in all of the polarities in only a few short years. All of this from aligning with my human design. I bring human design to you in a way you've never experienced it before. I work with the process of alignment through the unsexy work so you can tap into another level of sexy you didn't know existed yet, all while becoming the most authentic you. I desire you to own all of your powers so you can experience the flow, the ease, the integrity, the success, the freedom, the satisfaction, and most importantly, the undeniable magnetism alignment brings so you can create the impact and, of course, the income your soul desires. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Align by Design. It is Amy Elizabeth, and today I'm going to be talking to projectors some more. So you guys, I have an incredible program called Projector Power Paradigm. This is the first time that I've ever released the previous Projector Power Paradigms all in a collection along with a live version that will be happening at some point in the summer. Now, as a projector, I'm here to activate you. Inside of my programs, this is exactly what I do. I activate you. I allow you to see the pieces of you that are unseen. I allow you to hear the pieces of yourself, your shadow, your unsexy work, your doubt, and your fear to be spoken right in front of you as a mirror, as a reflection, and as an ability to activate the deeper power that you have within that is meant to be shining through. Now, projectors, this is specifically for you, but if you're a manifesting generator or a generator, I do have MMP, which is money, magnetism, sex, and power. All of the good things that you are here to experience, that you are here to elevate, that you are here to put out into the world. So you guys, that is also available for you in a collection of previous rounds also, and a live version that will be happening in the fall. So jump in, get the deals while you can. Like, why not? Why not get the deals while you can? PPP will continue to be going up. It is currently $1,111. There are payment plans available, and there's going to be a VIP upgrade that is available too. So I'm super excited to be offering that. Now, if you're interested more in higher level work closer to me in a way or a space or container where you are getting one-to-one support, please reach out to me. I do have one-to-one packages available, and I do have a mastermind that we're going to be pre-selling soon too. So all of the goodness. But you guys, today as projectors, I wanted to bring this in to the conversation here. So as projectors, we're meant to be seen, heard, in order to be recognized. We've heard a lot about this, but what does that even mean? And I want to be bringing in a piece of that unsexy work and truth and activation to you in the fact that if you feel unseen, and when you feel unseen, visibility is calling. I want to call you out of the place where you're choosing to be unseen. You're choosing to be unseen because you feel unseen and nothing's going to change there. In order for you to step into a place of visibility, of power, of being seen, of being heard, of being recognized, you have to be willing to be visible. You have to allow your visibility to be available to others. There needs to be opportunity for visibility and opportunity for being seen. So I'm calling you to a place right now to explore why that is. What's the unsexy work behind it? Why are you choosing to hide? Why are you choosing to be invisible rather than visible? And sometimes it's because we feel invisible. We already feel like we're being so unseen that we just choose to be more unseen. Other times we're fearing our success. We're fearing our power. We're fearing the potential of what's going to happen when we're fully visible. The thing about projectors is that we are born for success. We are born for success. Like, let that land. That's pretty intense. And when we think of success, the biggest fears that come up, the biggest fears in my journey have been like, how will that change my life? Specifically, how will that impact my freedom? How will that impact my choice? How will that impact my time? How will that impact my ability to be with my kids? So I built this business from a place of absolute alignment and desire and personal truth. And I've been able to build so much success from that. And I remember this one point in my career, and this has been a very short career, you guys, it's literally been since 2019 officially. So inside of it, it was like, oh my gosh, if I'm more visible and I'm more seen and people want more of me, they're already wanting so much of me, I don't have any more to give. How am I going to be able to give that, right? It was almost feeling like there was lack coming from my energetic capacity, my energetic space, and the what ifs in my body, feeling lack that I didn't have enough to give and people would want more and more and more, and I didn't have any more to give, or so I imagined that I didn't have any more to give. But in the reality, it was I didn't have any more to give in the way that I imagined they would want me to. So I wasn't capable of holding those boundaries yet. I wasn't able to hold the actual power of more and hold more because I was fearing that I'd be willing to give in a way that they want me to give instead of the way that I'm really here to give and what my true activation is and how I'm really meant to show up in the most amount of power. And that's coming from my decisions, my yeses and my nos, my knowing, my trust in myself, my intuition and where I'm guided, and also my intuition of when I'm not meant to be there and when it's okay to say no, and being able to utilize that voice. And as projectors, so many times our voices have been unheard. They have been diminished. They have been toned down. They have been, you know, like basically convinced in another way that isn't our voice. And we've allowed that voice to override our voice. So we're afraid of what's next, of what will happen next, and how will things change in our life and our world that are already safe, stable, and comfortable. But in reality, they're not, right? That's a very like 2D way of like conceptualizing things, like, oh, it's comfortable and it's safe here. But it's not. I remember when I was a teacher, my biggest fear of going into the industry and going fully, fully, fully in, meaning no teacher income, meaning no pension, meaning, you know, no more building of a pension, meaning no security in insurance and healthcare and health insurance, right? All of these ways, it's like, wait a second, how would the potential over there override the possibility of safety? I'm already safe. I already have safety. I already have security. Like, how can it be any different? It can't be. It doesn't make sense. It won't work. And you guys, on the other side of those fears and my ability to be seen and my ability to be visible in my truth, my desires, my wants, I created more safety than I could ever imagine, more security that even exists in the limitations and the confinement of what I was in. But it's our ability to go there. It's our ability to choose visibility. It's our choice to decide what I am thinking is safety and security is not. And I hold more of that in me than I could ever imagine. So all of your potential of success has more safety than it does unsafety, the opposite of safety, right? Of danger, of lack, of fear, of burnout, of limitations. It's not that. It's just our fear makes us think that, right? Our fear makes us think that. But in reality, the successes that we're building are coming from our foundation, from our truth, from our morals, from our values, from our wants. And as long as we're willing to stand in that power, we're going to create the reality instead of a reality that doesn't serve us being created for us. That's when we give our power away. That's when we tell someone else, you figure it out for me, instead of saying, I'm going to go this way. That's when we give our power to someone else, right? Oftentimes, that's how it could be seen in corporate. Like, I'm choosing to give you my time, and I'm choosing to get rewarded for that, but all within your confinements and your control and your power. When we work for ourselves and when we build businesses from true alignment, we're deciding it from our power, from our truth, from our want, from our decisions, not from anybody else's. So what else could be more safe than that, right? Like, you are the safety, you are all of it, but it has to come in the willingness to be visible in it, be visible in your truth, be visible in your desires, be heard in your desires. And I don't mean always accepted. I mean, willing to stand for them, willing to stand up with them, willing to be seen in them, willing to move forward with them, not seeking validation and not seeking somebody to see you, but to be visible instead of invisible. So projectors, if this landed, let me know. If this landed, give a shout out to Align by Design HD on Instagram. Let me know what your favorite part was, what the activation has been in here for you. And I can't wait, and I hope to see you guys inside of PPP. Share this with any projectors that you need in your life, that you have in your life, and that need this in their life. And also feel free to hop into MMP for any of the MGs. Feel free to reach out with any questions that you guys do have. I love you guys.
Align by Design.